Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. Hey, we're getting started. Roy Matlock Jr. and another show, another week. We're going to be talking about the two things that always matter, which is how to grow your income and what to do with that money when you have that gap to make good financial choices. I want to encourage you to go to RoyMatlockJr.com and download some of our guides and listen to the shows from the past. We have all kinds of cool things going on. Today, what we're going to do is continue. I've been on a series, and if you are just tuning in, we've been going from the defense at the beginning of the year all the way through the offense, and now we're moving into trying to help you choose your investment choices when it comes to maybe like your 401k or your IRAs, or just not so much choosing things, but at least giving you the understanding of why it's important to be able to talk. If you have a financial advisor, you know, I always try, I've been doing this 35 years, I always tell people, I say, look, I want you to be educated so we can carry on a conversation that is an educated conversation, which allows you to make decisions. You know, I know you're looking to me as an example, or your financial advisor, to guide you. You know, there's thousands of investments in all kinds of things, you know, and you got questions. That's not what you do. It's just like anything else. If you are good at what you do, you put a lot of time into it, and it's probably not, you know, investments and stuff like that. And so, but at the same time, you don't want to walk in. I mean, it's just like if you go to the doctor, you probably do a little Googling to at least have some idea of what's going on. Well, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to give you some idea of what's happening out there. So what is asset allocation? You know, asset allocation involves taking your assets and putting them across different classes, such as stocks, bonds, cash, whatever. You know, it's kind of a personal thing, you know, that people do, what we do with their money. And the reason we do that is because there's different times in your life that mean different things to you. So, for instance, when you're young and getting started and you don't have a lot of money and you've got a lot of time, then you're probably would go a little bit more aggressive than someone that's at or near retirement. Matter of fact, you go a lot more aggressive if you're doing it the way with the mindset that, hey, I'm putting this money aside, I'm never going to use it for a long, long time, I'm going to do that. And so what happens is asset allocation is a kind of a way to set yourself up based on the timing of your life. Additionally, what asset allocation does is it is something called rebalancing. So we keep it that way, so we don't get heavy in any one place. You know, if we start out and we say, well, we're going to do 25% across small caps, mid-size, large companies, and internationals funds or something like that. And then with nothing other than the markets change, next thing you know, you've got 50% of your money in small companies, and then you basically, what you've done is you've got the majority of your money in the funds that have gone up the most. You got the least amount of money in the things that have gone up the least. And so therefore you're out of allocation. And then we say, well, let's reallocate it, get it back to that 25, 25, 25. And so those are examples of what asset allocation is. Now, when you create asset allocation, what you're wanting to do is accomplish really, there's about five pieces of the puzzle that I try to do. The first one is your time horizon. So we just mentioned that. But what that is that, you know, how long are you going to be before you use the money? Now, I'll throw a few little curves in there. So what if you're never going to use the money? All right. So if you're never going to use the money, then, you know, then you can invest it as if you're never going to use the money. And I run into a lot of people where they've done a good job of saving money. Maybe they owned a business and they made a lot of money, and now they're in a situation where, you know, they got $10 million or they got $5 million. And realistically, they're never going to use but a portion of it. But they want to send that money to the next, a generation, and they want to keep that money continuing to grow. And so they might invest that money, even though they're 70 years old, they may invest it very, very aggressively. You know, my father passed away a number of years ago, and none of my siblings or myself, we don't need an inheritance, all right? And we feel like it's just going to be something that goes generational, and we put it in a trust and stuff like that, and we've invested it pretty aggressively because we don't need it, even though all of us are, 60 years old or older, right in that range. And so what you do is it's a personal scenario. But one of the first steps we do is we look at the time horizon in which we are going to use the money. In other words, when we're going to start pulling on it. The second thing we do is we look at a risk assessment. What we want to do is match up risk to the person. You know, some people are, hey, I'm a business guy. You know, I mean, I start businesses. I take risk. I don't worry about, I don't look at risk that much. When the market goes down, I'm the guy that says, hey, I need what cash have I got? This is an opportunity. The market goes down. I always love for the market to go down, because when the market goes down, that's usually when you start making all of your money, because eventually it goes back up and you get this period of time that you get to invest at a discount. And you say, man, this is great. Okay, the market went down. Great. All right. And so if you're that person, then you're going to be a more aggressive investor. If you are panicky and you're thinking, oh, the market's down 20%, and so therefore it's going to go down 40%, and I'm scared, da-da-da-da-da, then you're a less aggressive investor. So what we need to do is allocate you accordingly to that. The third piece of the puzzle is diversification. Diversification can be across asset classes, meaning small caps, mid caps, large caps. You know, you do that. You can have real estate in there. You have all these different things. We also have diversification among countries, industries. All right. We have diversification among the companies held inside of one fund. So you don't end up having, I've seen people have four different mutual funds and they own all the same stocks. All right. And so we've got all those kind of things going on. And so when we work on this kind of thing, and today we're going to do that, we're going to go through and just kind of walk you through everything. I think when you get done, you're going to say, wow, that makes sense. Maybe I can apply this to my 401k, whatever it may be. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the next couple of pieces, which is, now that we do know our risk assessment, our time horizon, and we're looking at diversifying, then we look at investment choices, and we look at rebalancing our portfolio on a regular basis. But if you're just tuning in right now, I would encourage you, if you want to learn, go to roymatlockjr.com and download some of our guides. At the same time, what I would do is just go to your Apple Podcast or any of Spotify, any of those, and look up the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. We post 5 days a week. How about that? So stay with us. We'll be right back as we continue talking about asset allocation.